Mark chapter 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, "See, I send my messenger before your face, who shall prepare your way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. John baptized in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And all the land of Judea went out to him, and those of Jerusalem, and were all baptized by him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair, and with a girdle of leather around his middle, and he ate locusts and wild honey, and preached, saying, One mightier than I is coming after me, whose shoelace I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And it occurred in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan River. And immediately coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opened and the Spirit like a dove descending on him. And a voice came from heaven saying, You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted by Satan, and was with the wild animals, and the angels ministered to him. Now after John had been put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time has been fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, throwing a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, Come after me, and I will teach you to be fishermen of men. And immediately they left their nets and followed him. And when he had gone a little further there, he saw James the son of Zebedee and John his brother, who also were in the ship mending their nets. And immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in a ship with the hired servants and went after him. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath day he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, because he taught them like someone with authority, and not like the scribes. And there was a man with an unclean spirit in their synagogue, and he shouted, Let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Don't speak and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him, and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And all of them were amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, What thing is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And immediately his fame spread around throughout all the region around Galilee. And immediately, when they had come out of the synagogue, they entered into the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. But Simon's wife's mother was lying sick from a fever, so they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered to them. And in the evening they brought to him all that were diseased and those who were possessed by devils. And all the people of the city were gathered together at the door. And he healed many that were sick of various diseases, and cast out many devils, and didn't allow the devils to speak, because they knew him. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place, and prayed there. And Simon and those who were with him followed him. And when they had found him, they said to him, All men are looking for you. And he said to them, Let's go into the next towns, so I can preach there also, because that's why I came out. And he preached in their synagogues throughout all Galilee, and cast out devils. And a leper came to him, begging him and kneeling down to him, and saying to him, If you would, you can make me clean. And Jesus, moved by compassion, put out his hand and touched him, and said to him, I will, be clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was healed. And he strictly told him, and immediately sent him away. and said to him, "Make sure you say nothing to anyone, but go your way and show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing the things that Moses commanded for a testimony to them." But he went out and began to tell everyone and to blaze around the matter, so much that Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but was outside in desert places, and they came to him from every quarter.